Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Maryland federal judge upholds a counseling ban contrary to the United States Supreme Court precedent. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, a federal judge recently denied our lawsuit in which we represent Christopher Doyle, a licensed professional counselor in Virginia and Maryland, against Maryland's law that bans counseling, prohibits counselors from providing and minor clients and their families from receiving any counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions and gender confusion. Now, Matt, this is a very interesting case. We've already appealed the case, but the judge in this case actually acknowledged in the opinion that the U.S. Supreme Court last year in the NIFLA case, the National Institute for Family and Life Advocates case, that's the Crisis Pregnancy Center case, that case, NIFLA, overturned, set aside, abrogated, may have made of no effect, the two original cases that banned counseling, that upheld these laws that ban counseling, the Pickup case out of California and the King case. The judge acknowledged that those cases are no longer good law, that in fact, those cases were overruled expressly by name, not just generically the implications of the ruling, but those cases were cited specifically by name and they were overruled. But notwithstanding, the judge continued to apply them. So that's amazing that the judge would acknowledge that those cases have been expressly overruled by name and yet then continues to apply the same cases to uphold these counseling bans, the particular one in Maryland.
What justification can there possibly be for that?
The judge ended up saying that this essentially is some speech. It's definitely speech, acknowledging that it's speech, but it's mixed with certain kind of action, like professional speech. Well, you know, the Supreme Court rejected that. The Supreme Court rejected that outright. The two cases originally that upheld these counseling bans are cases that we litigated. And we argued at the Court of Appeals in California and then in New Jersey that the courts could not carve out this new category of professional speech and then give it less protection. That there is no separate category for professional speech recognized in any of the U.S. Supreme Court precedents. Well, despite our urging, those two courts upheld the counseling bans anyway. Why? Because they created brand new categories never existing before of professional speech, saying that this is professional speech, and therefore it doesn't have the same First Amendment protection. It's a lesser protected kind of speech. Well, the Supreme Court last year said, nonsense. We've never recognized professional speech. And they overruled by name the Pickup and the King cases. So you can no longer rely upon that. In fact, it's the absolute contrary. And it's just a matter of when we get one of these to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not a matter of if the Supreme Court will ultimately strike these down around the country. It's just a matter of getting one of these cases back. And this may be one of the cases that we will take. There's several others that we're litigating around the country. But it's astounding that a judge would acknowledge what the Supreme Court has already said, that these two cases, Pickup and King, are no good law. They're not good law. They're overturned, and they're overturned by name. They were specifically mentioned and overturned, and then turn around and use those as the basis for upholding the counseling ban.
I'm sorry, but that makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
What is she thinking?
Does she just want to be overturned?
Justifying it? Or, yeah.
Well, you know, it makes for a better legal argument on appeal, obviously. Obviously, we would rather win at the lower court and at every level, but we're taking this case, and we already have, appealed it to a higher court. And eventually, we may have to take that case or one of the other cases all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's what our goal is to get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the issue is there and the Supreme Court can put its stamp on it and therefore strike down these laws across the country.
Because while the Supreme Court has ruled that this made-up category of professional speech, that there's no such thing, they have not overturned all of these bans around the country directly, right?
That's right. What happens is the Supreme Court, in an amazing opinion, actually, and the reason why they did this is because in the California Crisis Pregnancy Center cases, coming out of the same state that the counseling ban originated, they looked at Pickup and King as precedent, and they made those arguments. And they said that these crisis pregnancy centers are just like the counseling bans with counselors. These are professionals, and therefore, yes, they do have some professional speech protections, but it's a lower level. So, yes, California can regulate and force the crisis pregnancy centers, the professionals that are operating there, to promote abortion if the state wants them to. And that's what the state was doing. They were forcing the crisis pregnancy centers to actually create a 29-word, 48-point font sentence in up to 13 languages that promoted abortion, gave the phone number of the nearest abortion or low-cost facility that provides either free or low-cost abortions. And so they said, well, yeah, we can do that. California, we can do that because Pickup said counselors can be restricted in their speech because it's professional speech, it's lower standard. Well, what the Supreme Court did was say, well, you know, those cases are wrong. So it didn't rule on those cases in terms of the fact pattern. It overruled their legal theory. And what was currently before the court was the crisis pregnancy center cases. So what the decision does is give us huge amount of ammunition and wind in our sails to go use what the Supreme Court said, because it applied the principle, overruled the fact that there is no basis in those cases for developing a lesser standard of First Amendment protection under the name professional speech. So that's really where we are. And so what we need to do is get one of the fact patterns of the counseling bans back before the Supreme Court, and then we just simply apply the law that they've already announced. And at that point in time, these counseling bans will fall around the country. I have no doubt in my mind that these counseling bans will eventually go down, but we have been challenging them across the country. And Holly, they're terrible laws because they interfere with the client's ability to seek the counseling that they want, that they voluntarily choose, and that is helping them.
We're just talking about children that are confused, that are frustrated, they're going through puberty, whatever, they're having other issues, and they're thinking, maybe I'm struggling with same-sex attraction or behavior. And, you know, usually it boils down to another issue, but they're mm-hmm. acting it out this way, and they go to a counselor on their own accord to get this help. And a counselor is like a coach. As you know, you go in for issues, and that counselor helps guide you to your goal.
It's the patient that sets the goal, the counseling goal. They're saying, no, they can't have the goal to get to the root cause of these unwanted same-sex attractions.
Right. So instead of allowing them to get the help they need, the LGBT activists are trying to push them toward hormones and surgery and all that stuff that is not helpful at all. It's harmful.
So, you know, counseling is multifaceted. You might enter into the counseling room because you're experiencing unwanted same-sex attractions, or you're confused about whether your gender is male or female. You're having these confusions. They could come from all different reasons and sources. But also counseling could be you're just having low self-esteem, and you go to the counselor. You're having anger. You're having relational problems. And in the counseling session, it comes out after several sessions that you're also experiencing these other issues. And maybe that is one of the things that's causing you the stress. And you don't want to be considered homosexual. You don't want to act on same-sex attractions. You don't want to go down the road that some people are maybe encouraging you at school to take hormones. And the counselor seeks to help you. But in this situation, the counselor is being forced to tell that individual and the family that you must accept that which you detest. You must accept that which you don't want. And that's unprecedented, and frankly, it's dangerous. Pray for this case. We've already appealed it. Pray for our other cases that we have pending on this same issue around the country. You can be a part of helping to support us by prayer and financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.